Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Could the formation of BRICS be one of the greatest threats to our economy over the next 20 years?
Yes. So BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China,
and South Africa.
Yeah, and South Africa all together. And so think of it, going back to the basketball analogy, maybe Russia cannot beat the United States, because I've seen in the comments people are saying, well, America has the number one military in the world. That's true. But the war that we're fighting right now, in the Russia-Ukraine war, at some point, that we have to put a stopping point to it, because if they, energy prices have increased so much, in some cases 10x in Europe, that if you're having to get your reserves or natural gas from Russia, they can use the commodity that they run and have a seller market on to freeze out or cause rationing in other countries. And if those are our allies, we're going to have to come to their aid. There are other ways that this war is going to be fought. And with the introduction of this super team, which they've been working on this for over a decade now, if these four countries come together, it's projected by 2050 that they will be a superpower. So sometimes you may not be able to beat a competitor head on. But if Brazil, Russia, India, which is a super booming emerging economy, and China, which we've talked about, come together. And I have a small theory that if right now China cannot beat the United States head up, if they cause a crash internationally, and then that superpower applies a lot more pressure at that time and buys up a lot of assets, if we have 2 successive crashes back to back by 2040, they'll definitely be in lead by 2050. So yes, we have a large military, but they're not playing the same kind of war game that we are playing. So keep your eye on BRICS, do your research on them. And a lot of times when people cannot beat you, and this is why companies like Apple and Microsoft, they were acquired aggressively. Sometimes it's too tough to build all the pieces that you need. So like if next season, let's say LeBron went to the Golden State Warriors. It was like, whew, NBA will be in shambles, right? They are trying to form a super team, not only economically, but geopolitically, to be able to be the number one superpower in the world. And if they successfully pull that off, it would definitely do a major damage to our economy.
Yeah, and here's some statistics.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So 4 out of those 5 members among the world's 10 largest countries by population, by area, and GDP. About 23% of the gross world product combined. 23% of the world's gross product, just from those 5 countries.
Well, the thing about it is actually, I don't know whose idea was it for Team Up, but it makes complete sense because the only way you can't, if you can't beat somebody in a fight, you have to jump them. you learn that in the basics.
Yeah.
So when you look at a combination like that, when you look at Brazil, what's the strongest economy in South America? You look at India, which is the most populated country in the world. China is the second most populated country in the world, vice versa.
Yeah.
But they're the top 2 most populated countries in the world. China is the second largest economy in the world. You look at Russia, which obviously, you know, is the biggest probably military threat to the world outside of America. And then you have South Africa, which is the largest economy in Africa. So pretty much you're picking the top player from each continent, skipping Europe and skipping North America.
Yes.
That's the obvious play, what they're doing. North America, obviously, that's America. Europe is in bed with America. So they're saying, okay, we're never going to be accepted by y'all. We're never going to be, we're always going to be like, you know, stepchildren in this equation. So we'll just work around you. And now we'll take, you know, South America, Asia, and...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The most European country in Africa, which is South America, which the 80% of the wealth in South America is still owned by European people of European descent.
South Africa. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Afrikaners, they're South African, but they're white, and they still are in control of the majority of the wealth in South Africa. So they have black presidents. They've had black presidents since Nelson Mandela, but they still haven't figured out how to actually transfer any economic power to black people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that would be a natural fit, right? Because it's like you don't have to go through, you know, a country like Nigeria where mm-hmm. it's a black dominated country and stuff mm-hmm. like, all right, let's just go. We already got a connection with South Africa
yeah.
from a variety of different things that have happened in the past. That's easy yeah. to work with them. So, yeah, I think that's something to definitely keep in mind mm-hmm. and to look out for, because the next world superpower might not be one country. As we know, we look at superpowers as one country, mm-hmm. but the next world superpower might be five countries coming together.
That's and one now, unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's super strategic, right? It there was no S on BRICS in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So think about
Let's add another piece. Yeah.
Right. So they're looking at the globe saying, who can we add? And, oh, okay, here's a continent we haven't touched. All right. What's the number one economy there? All right, let's go grab them. So super strategic and definitely a threat.
And then as we're in this conflict with Ukraine, of course, we're going to support Ukraine because they're an ally. But now Russia has been saying, hey, well, maybe we'll just accept the yuan instead of the petrodollar for oil, which I told you guys maybe 7 months ago, 8 months ago. That's a very important economic linchpin, because now if you remove the petrodollar as the main mechanism of buying that asset, and now you create your own currency. And I go back to my theory about how much Russia owns of Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'll go back to that and lightly tap on that door with Vitalik being Russian. If you set up cryptocurrencies and eventually these become, you have your own geopolitical or country-based currencies, when we go through these crashes, you're going to want safety when transferring dollars safely and securely. And no country, even with Bitcoin, and I saw an article that like even countries in South America that were using Bitcoin and big fans of it, since the prices went down, they are not as big as advocates of it. You can't promote a currency brand or any entity that you, if you don't completely own majority share of it. So if BRICS come into play, what is to stop them from making their own cryptocurrency and allowing that money to circulate? And if they remove the petrodollar as the main mechanism for buying oil from them, then where does that place us? Going back to one thing, and I hate to say he was right, but Trump was right. We need complete energy dependence from any other country. It is a huge mistake to rely on food, water, and that water crisis is only going to get worse. Food, water, and oil, seller market items. If we don't have complete dependence from other countries, we're going to be in trouble. And here's a complete illustration of that. When I was in Houston for the flood a few years ago, city shut down. We saw the entire country shut down over COVID. It was horrible, but it wasn't like an extinction level event or like something so catastrophic where we didn't have enough systems in place in most cities to get masks ready available. What are we going to do? So the invasion won't be troops on our ground. It may be a super power or super PAC like this that could lead to the destruction. But Ray Dalio's book is probably one of the best books ever written about the economic climate and cycle that we're in. Please read it. Pages 300 through 400 is your homework assignment for next week. Please get it done.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.